Welcome back to the PV Mart Centrium in Red Deer in the Coach's Show. It's a presentation of Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Game 3 of a best of 7 Eastern Conference semifinal. The Blades with a 2-0 lead on the Red Deer Rebels, having held serve at home over the weekend and now looking for an opportunity to take a stranglehold here tonight. Wasey, it'd be nice to be able to do that here and really make things interesting and maybe turn the screws on the opposition a little bit if possible.
Yeah, you don't want to look too far ahead.
No.
But it's important they have a really big start. You know, they play well in this building. This is an easy building to play in. So, you know, our we've talked about our start, and that's in key.
Yeah, you had the good start. You've scored the opening goal in every game so far in the playoffs. It's been a big key to you being able to win 6 games in a row, almost like muscle memory to a degree.
Yeah, and, you know, our goaltending's been great. Our D has been playing awesome. And honestly, our forwards have been great in our D zone, right? You know, Red Deer has some players that can definitely shoot the puck. We've done a good job getting in shooting lanes. So, you know, we're adapted to that playoff hockey. That's how we played all year. And, you know, that's no different than for tonight.
Fans listening in on Brendan Sonny's post-game comments following Game 2 on Sunday of an overtime victory, thinking, holy smokes, you know, he's talking about still needing to be more desperate. It almost seems to them like it's nitpicky, but it's an important aspect of this game.
No, those are details that we take pride in. Playing away from the puck is really extremely hard. You know, it's you have to be dialed in every shift, especially in playoffs where, you know, it's a 1-1 game and anything can happen, and it's going to be like the rest of the series. So it's important that our players, you know, we fine-tune their details. They go out, they pay attention to that, and hopefully when we have those opportunities to score, we put it in.
How nice is it emotionally to get an overtime win like that? Because that was a hard-fought game. It lasted almost 4 full periods. And emotionally, I think it's a boost to the team that wins.
Yeah, it is. It's a positive. And, you know, Ben Saunderson, who usually doesn't score, you know, you get a pass from Wong, and, you know, he put it right behind the net. You can see how excited everybody was in the building. You know, all 3 coaches were hugging each other. And, you know, that's why you play hockey. That's why you're part of the game. You really celebrate positives. And the challenge now is, you know, can we do it again, right? You gotta refocus. And that's what I love about playoffs is the highs, the lows. You try not to ride the roller coaster, but at the same time, you have to enjoy the positives because it's really hard to win.
Can that be carried over 2 days later?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, we have a very mature group. We're a group that, you know, we don't live off yesterday's successes or failures, right? We celebrate them. We have a 2-hour rule or a 30-minute rule, and then, you know, we turn the page, and that's what's been so resilient about this group since I've been here, and, you know, that should be no different tonight.
Wasey, thanks for the time. We wish you all the best here in Game 3 tonight.
Thanks, Les.
Wasey Rabbit, assistant coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, again brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. We're on the road in Red Deer. That means it's Tanner Chuby coming in with keys to the game next. As well, we'll have the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, tonight's officials, and the starting goaltenders all coming your way before the top of the hour as you're listening to Saskatoon Blades playoff hockey on CJWW.